Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Turn to the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter. When you get there, say amen. Amen. You need a little bit more time, say just a moment. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We just thank God, amen, for all the saints of God. We thank God for revival on this week, amen.
Now,
I don't know about anybody else, but I love me.
All right.
And I love that man sitting right. preacher. Romans 13. I want you to look at something right here. Romans 13. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. 13 and 7. We'll start right there. Render therefore to all their dues. Tribute to whom tribute is due. Custom to whom custom is due. Fear to whom fear is due. Honor to whom honor is due. Owe no man anything but to love. Come on, man.
Right.
Owe no man anything but to love one another.
Yeah.
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
All right.
Hallelujah, Lord. means it's already done.
Yes.
Hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet.
All right.
All right. All right. You know some folk spend their whole saved life trying not to do stuff.
All right.
All right.
Oh, now. They think that's what holiness is. How do you know you're holy? Because I don't do this, and I don't do that. I don't go here, and I don't go there. I don't wear this, and I don't wear that. That's wonderful. And you don't do nothing for God either. Spend your whole life not doing things.
All right.
Thinking that, you know what? If I ever slip up, if I ever fall short, that's why people don't help each other.
All right.
Why people don't help, that's why people are afraid to be good neighbors. I can't do nothing for that one, because that one getting on my last nerve. Thou hast answered right. This do So to get eternal life, what I need to do is love God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love my neighbor as myself. This is a lawyer, so you know he's trying to break it down.
Yes,
sir. Come on now, some of us too smart for our own good. Can't be a good neighbor because we're too busy trying to outthank God.
Yeah.
Come on now.
All right.
It's not enough that God would use us, but we've got to make sure that we're blessing the right people. Come on now, say amen.
Amen.
Saul of Tarsus. Headed to Damascus. Got a visitation from Jesus.
Yes.
Come on now. Knocked him off his beast too.
Yes, sir.
Rolling around in the dirt.
Yes, sir.
Blinding his eyes.
Yes, sir.
Then ridiculed him a little bit. Saul, Saul. Why persecute thou me? You can't win.
All right.
Saul's not a fool. He said, who art thou, Lord? Oh, his mama didn't raise no fool.
All right.
Who art thou, Lord? I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Oops. Lord, what would you have me to do?
All right.
This is what I want you to do. You was headed to Straight Street, sign of the tenant's house, head on there. Get down to Straight Street. Sit down and wait for instruction.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Come on now.
Yeah.
While God's working on this end, he's also working on the other end.
Yes.
He goes to Ananias. Ananias? Yes, Lord. Your time to be a good neighbor.
All right.
Put your name where Ananias' name is.
Yeah.
Ananias, I need you to go down to Straight Street. Go down to that street over there by the seaside and look up a sign of the tanner, and I need you to pray for somebody.
All right.
Who? Don't worry about that. Just go pray.
All right.
Who is it? I want to know. All right. It's Saul of Tarsus. Oh, no, 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 no. So much for loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, he's been a mess. He wants somebody to pray for him.
Yeah. Come on, him.
Some of us are so saved and sanctified, we forgot the pit from which we came from.
All right.
Somebody had to drag us out of the whorehouse. Somebody had to get us out of the shooting gallery. But he, the lawyer, like a good saint, willing to justify himself.
Yes, sir.
I'm already doing all that. In other words, I'm already good.
Uh-huh.
Willing to justify himself unto Jesus, said unto Jesus, and who is my neighbor?
All right.
And Jesus broke it down to him. I tell you who your neighbor is. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho.
Uh-huh.
And fell among thieves. Come on now.
Yeah.
And the thieves stripped him of his raiment, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
All right.
And the church folks started coming.
Yeah.
Come on now. And by chance, there came down a certain priest.
Yeah.
Ooh, Jesus. That way. And when he saw him, so there's no excuse, he saw him.
Yeah.
When he saw him, he passed by on the other side.
Yes, sir.
That's not a neighbor right there. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You all right, cuz? That's messed up right there. They did you pretty bad. Looked on him.
All right.
What did he do? Passed on the other side. It's no coincidence that God used people who not only have a covenant, but people, the Levites were a chosen people. The Levites represented a people out of a people. Can you hear that? The Levites were people specially chosen by God. That of all the other tribes, you can come near me.
All right.
With sacrifice. You can come near me and make intercession. The priest, he didn't say that by accident. Because the priests were those specially chosen by God. Now they all have a covenant. They're all children of Israel. They're all sons of Abraham.
Yeah.
They all have that. But the priest can go to the inner court. Your compassion and see this man half dead.
Yes.
There's a reason why they passed by on the other side.
All right.
There's a reason why they looked and kept walking. Oh, they're not crazy. In the natural, they understood that the price to get this certain man delivered. Oh, y'all be saying, need to be shouting. Levi was.
Yeah.
Are you the type? day, because when you walk out in the neighborhood, you find some sick folk out there.
Yes, sir.
Folks that need healing. Folks who need that balm of Gilead that you and I contain.
All right.
They need that. And he said, but a certain Samaritan, this man was an outcast. A certain Samaritan, as he journeyed,
yes, sir,
came where he was. And when he saw him, I can't leave you like that.
All right.
Listen, are you all right? I can't leave you like this. When he saw him, he had compassion on him.
All right.
Come on now. When he had compassion on him, he went to him and bound up his wounds.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, you almost preached my sermon.
All right.
Because he didn't just bind up his wounds, but he ministered to the hurt.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he didn't just minister to the hurt any old kind of way. Remember, this is a good neighbor right here.
All right.
Unless you understand what the oil and the wine represent.
Yeah, come on, yeah. Come on, come on. All right.
So this man has been attacked by thieves. The enemy has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But that Samaritan came up to that man and said, but I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Let me get those wounds and let me pour in oil. Here, almost had me. I've ministered to him. Continue ministering to him.
All right.
I'm gonna be about my father's business.
Yeah.
But I'll be back. If you spend anything on it more than what I spent on it,
all right,
make it good.
Come on.
You might be afraid of how much this is gonna cost. He didn't say how much you think this is gonna cost. No. If you go over what I've done, I'll make it right.
All right.
Come on now. I'll make it good.
Yes, sir.
On my return. In other words, I will be back.
Yes, sir.
Come on now. Take care of it. Whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay. Now, which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves?
All right.
The lawyer got a revelation. And amazing how many religious folk get 20-20 revelation.
All right.
20-20 hindsight. Oh, they see everything once it's over. Yeah. I got a good feeling, chill boss on me. Didn't say anything while he was there indeed.
All right.
But after someone steps up and becomes a good neighbor, someone that says, you know, I'm willing to turn my plate over, I'll fast with you. Someone that turn their plate over and say, I'm willing to fast and pray with you. And deliverance come. Now the whole house goes up.
Yes.
Because now we see all this while, you couldn't get over the fact that she had seven devils. But Jesus saw someone who would recognize him after his resurrection. Jesus saw someone who knew him by his spirit. Come on now. Go thou and do likewise. I take my seat. My challenge.